Today in Iraq, the eldest sons of Saddam Hussein were buried in the family's hometown of Tikrit. And Thursday, two other members of Saddam's family arrived unexpectedly in Jordan. Two daughters, Rana and Ragdad, brought their nine children over the border asking for the protection of King Abdullah. Jordanian officials said the sisters had been allowed in because they had run out of all options. It was a humanitarian gesture. They are now staying in Amman at one of the Jordanian royal palaces, where they gave interviews yesterday to CNN and to Al Arabiya, Arab satellite television. The two women, who are in their 30s, were dressed simply in black with white headscarves, apparently in mourning. They seemed numb, speaking softly and carefully, displaying a kind of frozen composure. They said they'd last seen their father just days before the war began last March. According to his daughters, he was confident. One described him as elegant, as always. They said the fall of Baghdad was a great shock. They said they don't know where their father is now. Their elegant life in Baghdad ended abruptly. They described being at their mother Sajida's home as U.S. troops were advancing on the city. "Just the women," Ragdad said. "We had to decide about the next steps." She said shells were falling in the suburban neighborhood and that the house was shaking. Their mother told them, "Daughters, spread out. Each one should find a place to stay until we see what God wills for us." Rana and Ragdad said they don't know what has happened to their mother or their younger sister. The most unsettling thing about the interview was the bizarre idea of harmonious family life the two women conveyed. They spoke of their father as loving, as a friend they could go to. They described his behavior with his grandchildren, always kind, giving them sweets. They sent messages of love to their father. Watching them, it was almost possible to imagine a family kept separate from the brutality of Saddam Hussein, except these two women were not. Their husbands, cousins of Saddam, defected to Jordan in 1995, planning to organize resistance against him. They were persuaded to return the following year and were killed on Saddam Hussein's orders. The sisters refused to talk about that or about their brothers, Uday and Qusay. They said nothing about the many Iraqis killed by their family. Many people regard these women as victims of their father's brutality, and perhaps that is why the King of Jordan has taken them in. And now, after lives of denial, pretense, complicity, and loss, they finally seem to be experiencing an act of real kindness.